U.S. claims, 1 BR Iran crypto seizure. ICE Bitcoin Reserve Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told the Reagan National Economic Forum that the United States had effectively taken control of around $1 billion in Iranian cryptocurrency, saying authorities just outright grabbed the wallets. He framed the assets as money stolen from the Iranian people. The remark, reported by Crypto Slate on May 31, 2026, is the largest state crypto seizure figure a sitting U.S. official has put on record. And it immediately raised a second question. Where does the money go? The headline number and the documented number do not match. Of the roughly $1 billion Bessent referenced, only $344 million is publicly accounted for, and that portion is Tether, USDT, that the issuer froze rather than coins moved into a government wallet. The remaining $656 million carries no wallet-by-wallet breakdown that has been made public. That gap matters because in crypto enforcement, the difference between a frozen balance and a seized one is not rhetorical. Frozen, seized, and forfeited are three different things. A stablecoin freeze is the issuer flipping a switch. When OFAC sanctions an address, Tether can blacklist it, locking the tokens in place. The coins still sit on the original chain address. The government does not hold them and cannot move them. That is the status of the $344 million. Law enforcement seizure is a step further. The government asserts custody, usually by taking the private keys. Final forfeiture is the last step, where a court transfers legal title to the state. Only after forfeiture can the United States actually do anything with the assets. Bessent's grab the wallets language suggests custody on at least some of the total. But a freeze and a forfeiture are not the same event, and the public record so far supports the smaller, frozen figure more cleanly than the billion-dollar claim. This is also a reminder of how much control sits with custodians and token issuers rather than holders. A centrally issued stablecoin can be frozen by its issuer at any address. Balances parked with a custodial exchange or card program can be locked the same way if a regulator orders it. That counterparty exposure is the core argument for spending from your own wallet and for understanding who can freeze a stablecoin balance before you rely on it. The Bitcoin reserve question has a narrow answer. The political hook is whether any of this lands in the strategic Bitcoin reserve that the United States set up to hold seized BTC long term. The mechanics are stricter than the headline implies. Only Bitcoin that reaches final forfeiture status is eligible for the reserve, and once an asset enters, the reserve is barred from selling it. Two filters knock most of the seizure out. First, the documented $344 million is USDT, not Bitcoin. Non-Bitcoin tokens do not go to the reserve at all. They flow into the separate U.S. digital asset stockpile, which operates under different rules. Second, nothing can move into either pool until courts finish forfeiture. So the realistic near-term answer is that little or none of this specific seizure reaches the Bitcoin reserve soon, regardless of how the billion-dollar figure is eventually substantiated. Iran's on-chain footprint gives the claim its scale. The seizure claim lands against a large target. Iran's crypto activity reached an estimated $778 billion to $10 billion in 2025, and flows linked to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps accounted for roughly half of that ecosystem in the fourth quarter. Nobitex, Iran's largest exchange, has processed tens to hundreds of millions of dollars tied to sanctioned groups. A $1 billion figure is plausible against that backdrop, which is part of why it traveled so fast, but plausibility is not the same as a verified forfeited total. Markets treated it as a headline rather than a catalyst. Bitcoin traded near $7,300, up 0.4% on the day, as of May 31, 2026, with the fear and greed index at 35 in fear territory. A seizure that cannot be sold, and may not even be Bitcoin, does not change float in any way traders need to price today.